This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I want to thank those of you that went to be Menachem Avil. It's a comfort to the family. And also to those that gave a donation to my new son's yeshiva through his cause match. Thank you very much. We'll learn from my Shver Avigdor Ayyub and Tzvi Elimelech. We're dedicated by the Fisher family, the Nishmas Basi Bas Robert Shalom Ben Avraham Levi Perel Bas Ruvain, the Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, the Fush Lema Fel Yom Mosh Mechai So Yaakov Ben Bas Yileya, for the Schus of Avraham Ben Yom Ben Shmamak Yehudis, by Yol Klugman and family, the Fush Lema, for Hinda Bas Chai Yisora, Chana Bas Shashabina, Dvar Bas Shashabina, Rivka Bas Shira Leia, Mosh Meir Ben Esther Fadl, Meir Ben Chai Yisora, Yishirav Rufush Lema, Besek Shachar Yisrael. So the Mishnah now continues, Mishnah Zayin. Srida, remember that's that earthenware tray. She nesuna al piatana, and it's put on top of the oven, and mukav tzamid pasul, it's sealed all around with clay. So it's a tightly sealed cover. And therefore, if it's in an oil ames, it saves it from tumma and saves anything else that's in it from tumma. Nistak minatanulus rida, if it cracks the seal between the oven and the tray, she urai the shear of the crack to stop it from protecting the klecheris is maloi pi mardea shaloi nichnas, is the head of an ox goad, even though it can't enter. In other words, even if it's just the same size as the head of the ox goad, that breaks the seal. Reb Yudai Menichnas. Reb Yudai says, no, it has to be able to enter. Nistika Srida, if the Srida itself, the tray itself, got a crack, she urai, here it's a reverse. She urai kemolai pi mardea nichnas. The Tanakhama says the shear is that you should be able to put into the hole a mardeya, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a shalei nichnas. No, it's just if it's the equal match of the size of the head of the goat. Hoya ogol, in the event that, let's say, the hole was curved. In other words, the hole didn't go, it went through, but it went through on a turn. It curved. Ein roi and I say arach. We don't say, well, but if it would be straight, you would be able to put inside the piyamardeya. Ela kishiura kemoi piyamardeya nichnas. It has to be able to go in. And if it can't go in, then it doesn't break the seal. Now, well, these are real details. Here, remember we said that the oven has a vent hole. The vent hole was plugged. So Taner Shenikav Me'enoi, if the plug of the vent hole was perforated, she uro, that it should not be a mukav tzamid pasul, is Meloi Kush Nichnas V'yaytzei Doilek. It has to be big enough that a spindle could go inside while it's lit with a fire, go in and out. Now, if it's very narrow, the fire will go out. So it has to be big enough that it could go in while it's lit. Reb Yudai Men, now it just has to go in. Shaloi Doilek. It doesn't have to be big enough that the fire won't go out. Nikav Mitzidai, if the plug had a hole from the side. So there, Shi'uroi Kamloi Kush Nichnas V'yaytzei Shaloi Doilek. It's a reverse. The Tanakhama says it doesn't have to be with a fire. Reb Yudaimer Doilek. Shimonaimer Min Emtza Nichnas. If it's in the middle, it has to enter in. Min Atzad, if it's on the side, it's just the size of the spindle. Ainu Nichnas, it doesn't even have to go in. This is a earthenware cork of a barrel that's perforated. Shiura, the shir is, it's amazing the tradition that we have over here on each time. Shiura Malo Mitzah Shnia Shel Shifan. The shir is the second ring of a rye stalk. The rye grows and it has rings. The widest ring is on the bottom, and then it narrows. So the shear is like the second ring of a rye stalk. Now, that's mina emtza. That's in the middle. If it's in the middle, it has to be able to be nichnas. That ring has to be able to go in. Mina tzad, on the side, ain't a nichnas. B'cheino ya'aymer b'chatzovim gedoylim. Big earthenware casks. And they also had stoppers. Shenikvo, that the stopper was perforated. Shirurai malay mitzah shnia shel kana. The shir is the second ring of a reed. That mina emtza nichnas. It has to be able to enter mina emtza. Mina tzad, from the side, ain't a nichnas. Bamed v'amamurim b'zman shenasal yayin. Because if it's made for wine, it's important for it to be sealed, so that it doesn't escape the fragrance. Avol nasel the shamashkin, but if there's a hole for other liquids where there a hole is a benefit, then afilu koshu, even if it's a minimum amount, it's something that you're pleased with. It could come out through it, and therefore tamein. Ba'am advar mamurim, that we make the difference. B'zman sheloy nasa b'dei adam, when the person didn't make it. Aval im nasa b'dei adam, then even by wine, afilu koshu tmei. Now, what about if the cask itself gets a hole? Nikfu, so then ha'osi la'ochelin, if the cask was made to hold food, shirum b'zeisim, the shir is olives, the size of an olive. Ha'osi la'mashkin, shirum b'mashkin, this means that the hole is big enough for kindness mashka, that liquid could come in from the outside. Asi l'kach l'kach, if it's made for both food and liquid, we go to chumra. L'chumra means the smaller shear already saves it from protecting from tuma. Matin l'aysay l'chumra, b'tzamid pasel, that it's only considered sealed, or b'kindness mashka, until liquid could come in from the outside. If liquid could come in from the outside, it's not sealed and it doesn't protect from tuma. Wow, we finished the ninth parak already. Rabbi said, I will not be here for Shabbos. My wife's daughter is making a Shabbos bar mitzvah. So there will not be a Pirkei Avos shir this Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.